Everybody, I'm Bear from Wilder Woods, and you're watching Life Minute TV. My dad was a trumpet player in the 70s, and my mom was a piano teacher. And so I did not want to play a piano, I knew that, but rock and roll was like something that I always like felt like I was a part of somehow. And I was like a soul guy growing up. I liked Ray Charles and Otis Redding. But then I saw the Black Crowes when I was in high school. And that was like Southern rock meets gospel meets all the stuff I love. Wilder Woods is the name of my two boys, Wilder and Woods. And luckily, their mom gave them cool names. I don't think if it was like Chip and Jarrett, we would have made the band that. And when I first started the record, in terms of like the lyrics and those things, the themes, it was really about writing to my kids, I thought. So we ended up sort of almost two sides of a record, Wilder and Woods, and Wilder being a little more flirtatious and fun, and, you know, it's about the risk taking and those kind of things. And then the Woods thing being a little more about the experience, you know, the tougher things in life and like how to regroup. It's okay to make mistakes. It's crazy to think that, you know, we've toured for 15, 16 years, gotten to play some of the biggest, you know, places in America, and I've learned how to connect with people. I know when I'm not, you know, and I think that's something that is a huge benefit to this. Like when you take it on the road, that's something that I know how to do. And I think most people that are in a band probably want to do a side project at some point. Just a lot of time, you know, with the same guys. I'm really proud of the band, but at the same time, I just wanted to collaborate with different people. And a band is a democracy in a lot of ways. I wanted to try being the boss for a little bit and to see where that ship kind of went. And it's been really exciting because of that, because of the unknown. I think I wanted the record to be more about family. It's like a good opportunity when you leave the band. Some things I probably couldn't talk about, you know, wouldn't be the whole band story. It's more my story. Yeah, I mean, the band's not broken up. And we're kind of like, I mean, I think I write songs, you know, if I write five songs a week, three of them feel like they're need-to-read songs. That's definitely what I know. And so, yeah, there's a future for need-to-read. And we're excited about that. We're all kind of like, let's go get filled up and get excited about doing it again. Baby, tell me what you want.